Mark Russo is here. He's with Earth Risk Technologies out of Chicago, Illinois. Look forward to me. Tell me what the conditions will be like across the Midwest.
Well, Todd, as we look ahead over the next couple of weeks, we see a little bit of more of the same here coming up, meaning that from an wetness standpoint, especially for those more active areas and those areas experiencing wetness issues here in recent weeks, we see this pattern here continuing as we go through the next several weeks. Now, that's primarily confined to the southern half or so of the Midwest, as that is the zone here upcoming, as well as down into the northern delta that looks to be on the active side. So for the southern half of the Midwest, kind of more of the same. For the northern delta, it means an uptick in rain activity coming up. But overall, more of the same from a rainfall standpoint. From a temperature standpoint, some of the cooler weather that we've seen work its way into the Midwest, by and large, we see that continuing over the next couple of weeks. And this extreme record-setting heat that we're seeing out west in areas of the Rockies and Pacific Northwest, we can see that by and large staying out west with no indication of that moving full force into the Corn Belt.
Hey, thanks so much. I do appreciate you taking the time with us today.
You're welcome, Todd.
That, of course, is Mark Russo. He's with Earth Risk Technologies out of Chicago, Illinois. Helps us wrap up this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. Join us again tomorrow and on our website at willag.org at 11 o'clock for the USDA Reports.